With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Waitlists for COVID-19 vaccine are overflowing, with hundreds of people eager to receive their first dose. But in rural areas, greater portions of people are hesitant or unwilling to get vaccinated. WXPR's Aaron Gottsacker spoke with a local health officer about people who say they'd rather not get the COVID shot.
COVID-19 has hit rural parts of the country especially hard. That makes it all the more important for people in rural communities to get the COVID-19 vaccine. But it turns out a lot of people in those areas are unsure about the vaccine or don't want it at all. According to a recent study from the Kaiser Family Foundation, 20% of people in rural areas say they definitely won't get the COVID-19 vaccine. That's 5% more than people in urban and suburban areas. Langlade County held a survey of its own, and its results were pretty similar. Of the 700 people who responded, 17% said they would not get the shot. 21% said they were hesitant. Jean Weston is the health officer for Langlade County's health department.
The reasons that they gave for not wanting to take the vaccine was that basically it's because it was so new and it was developed so quickly.
It's important to note this survey was given before either COVID-19 vaccine was approved for use. So Weston says respondents' feelings may have changed since then. The Langlade County Health Department used the results of the survey to distribute information about the vaccine to ease some of these concerns. But not all of the concerns raised are easily appeased. The fourth and fifth most cited concerns about getting the vaccine were a lack of trust in government and a lack of trust in healthcare.
Those are issues right now that are very extremely difficult to find good interventions. But again, there are some people that completely do not have that trust.
The Kaiser Family Foundation study came to a similar finding. Rural Americans are much more likely to trust their own doctor than the FDA, CDC, or state government officials. For now, demand for the vaccine still far exceeds its supply. Weston says some people are afraid.
But on the other hand, we also see people come in here that they say they'd be the first in line.
For WXPR News, I'm Aaron Gottsacker.
Volunteers with the Rhinelander Area Food Pantry spent Thursday morning out in the cold and snow loading up food boxes into cars. A truck from Feeding America brought more than 1,000 32-pound boxes to the pantry. Cars started lining up around the block before 7 to get a box. People are not allowed into the food pantry right now because of COVID. Pantry Operations Assistant Courtney Smith says that can make it hard to connect with people.
We're more than just food for people. So we're not getting our eyes on people, and we're not having that built, continuing that relationship. So even when they pull through here and we get to see them, it's like another touch point.
This was the first Feeding America truckload in 2021. Last year, the deliveries helped the food pantry distribute more than 1 million pounds of food. The trucks are funded through the Federal Farmers to Families program. With a recent funding renewal, the pantry will distribute boxes every Thursday in February. Pantry manager Jane Motowski says those boxes help them to reach people they might not have reached otherwise.
Very happy to get it since we don't have to find out people's incomes. It's nice to be able to help people who don't necessarily use the food pantry on a regular basis.
The pantry limited boxes to one per household. People could pick up two boxes if they were picking up one for another person. The Oneida County Forestry, Land, and Recreation Committee decided to hold off on plans to sell a portion of Townline Lake Park. During Wednesday's committee meeting, members of the community spoke up in opposition to the sale. Dave Dement is one of those people.
I'm out there on the lake. I'm around the park. I've been in the park. I've hiked through the park. I see people there all the time. Part of their reasoning for closing the park was it didn't get any use. Well, that's not true.
Dement and his wife have organized a Facebook group to mobilize people opposed to the park's sale. Members of the group say they're willing to dedicate time and resources to maintaining the park. This public opposition may be one reason why the committee tabled the resolution to withdraw a portion of the park until May. In the meantime, the county forestry director, Paul Feeney, says he'll be spending some time with community members.
They directed me to work with some of these public or private citizens that were at the meeting to try to come up with some sort of a plan or a report on what can be done out there with the park.
Feeney says the Forestry, Land, and Recreation Committee is listening to concerns about the sale of Townline Lake Park and will keep taking those concerns into consideration. The Marathon County Health Department reminds tobacco retailers that the legal age to purchase tobacco is 21 and has been for a year. Health educator Jenna Flynn says even though state statutes are different, the federal law is what should be followed.
It is important for retailers to understand that it is a federal law and they do have to comply.
Flynn says the change was needed to keep minors from ever picking up the tobacco habit.
This is just one tool in our toolbox that if it can help prevent use or delay of nicotine and prevent that nicotine addiction from ever happening in the first place, that's a huge success for tobacco prevention.
Wisconsin state statute has yet to be updated to reflect the change, and Flynn says there's no word on when that change may occur. The Coast Guard and several other agencies rescued 66 people stranded on ice floes in a bay in northeastern Wisconsin. Ice boats and helicopters were used to bring the people who were ice fishing to safety Thursday in Door County. The Coast Guard says three separate ice floes broke away after cracks developed between the shore and groups of people. High winds associated with an approaching winter storm pushed the floes further from shore. It took 4 hours to complete the rescue. Our forecast today, a chance of flurries, mostly cloudy and cold with a high near 6, wind chill values between 10 and 20 below. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.